Welcome to our call this evening. I hope you're having a wonderful summer that starts to warm up and all those wonderful things. So last call, we kind of covered the idea of really seeing the world as that which is happening as a result of us or because of us. And it being June, kind of a practical follow-up to the work we did on our last call, I thought we would kind of take a moment and just sort of remind everybody and kind of walk through kind of that mid-year review. And those of you who have been, you know, working with me for a few years now, et cetera, you notice that we kind of, you know, set intentions and really look at, you know, what do I want to design in my life? What do I want to create in my life? And we kind of do that work around January, end of December, kind of preparing for the new year. But for myself, I find that it's really important to kind of check in on that quarterly or maybe mid-year, like where we are right now, and just sort of evaluate and assess, hey, how am I doing in regard to that? And kind of give you some strategies and some proven practices, you know, on how to really fulfill in those areas and not only fulfill in the areas of creation that we hold in our life that we want to see happen in our life, but also look at, you know, how do I do that so that I am fulfilled as a result of accomplishing these things that I set out to do. Because, you know, that recipe of thinking that some external accomplishment is going to bring about a sense of fulfillment, that will just never work. That will fail time and time again, regardless of what the external intentionality is, whatever the external benchmark is that we're setting for ourselves, whether it's more money, a new car, a relationship, you know, having kids, or whatever it might be. Happiness is not a result of the things that we accomplish or the things that we create in life. Those things are simply experiences of life that can add to that which is already present for us as an internal experience that we're having. And so if you stop and you take a moment and just reflect, hey, what did I sort of intend for this year? Both internal intentions, right? And remember, kind of how we hold the difference between intention and vision. Vision is like the top of the stairs, right? Vision is the totality of what I choose to fulfill, or the big picture, so to speak. And I look at intentions as each step that I walk up as I go up the staircase. And so that first step is an intention, that second step is an intention, and intentions and benchmarks are kind of synonymous, and they work in a cohesive way with the vision that we intend to fulfill on. And so if I have this vision of knowing joy in my life or an abundance of peace in my life, let's say I have an internal vision of really knowing those qualities in a vibrant and abundant way, examples of intentions might be to learn about how a sadness is produced in the body, or maybe I start meditating every day or doing some action in the direction of fulfilling on that joyful life. If it's an external benchmark, which are again, they're okay to set, but we've got to make sure that the investment that we put in them equates to that which we're actually going to receive. And so what I mean by that is if I think, as an example, that just because I make more money, I'm going to be happy, if I make that investment in fulfilling more money, I end up fulfilling the intended amount that I like to make, and then I'm still not happy, that's very discouraging. And the reality is, making more money is not tied to happiness, right? But if I said, hey, if I, you know, want to make more money and be able to purchase a home for my family, it's like that could line up, right? It's like, oh, a certain amount of money equals a certain kind of house. And so I could set the intention, I can make an investment in that intention and then have it fulfilled on, so to speak. And so as you check in and sort of ask yourself the question, reflect for a moment. Maybe you have a list that you can look up later, something like this, a vision board that you created or whatever, and go, hey, what were my intentions? What was important for me this year? And think back to the beginning of the year when you made some of these intentions and you asked yourself what was very important. And maybe you've, you know, fallen off connecting to them. Maybe you haven't paid attention to it in a while. Maybe you've been looking at it daily and you're right on track and you know that already. Maybe you're going, what intentions? I don't even remember what I did back there. Or maybe you have the awareness right now that I did nothing there. I didn't set any kind of intention for the year and what it's going to mean for me. So maybe it'd be great to go ahead and set a fresh intention or a fresh vision for what unfolds over the next 6 months, right, and into next year. And it's good to give a time frame, right? Whenever we set a vision or something that we choose to aspire to create, whether it's an internal creation as it pertains to our experience of life and our state, or it pertains to an external creation, it's good to give a time frame there, because time frame creates context. And so when you create vision, remember, most important, as we say over and over again, is that it's specific as possible, and just put a time frame to it, right? Because then that creates immediate context for what we should or need to be up to right now in order to fulfill on that outcome. So take that moment and see where your mind goes as to, hey, what is most important for me to fulfill by the end of the year? And pick one or two things, no more than two, and maybe just pick one for us to work through as we do the work in our call this evening. And so ask yourself that question, right? What is most important for me to make sure gets fulfilled on this year, right, by the end of this year? What's most important for me to fulfill on? You know, maybe it's great health. Maybe it's deepening a connection with certain people that you care about. Maybe it is striving for a greater amount of money or maybe a financial goal that you have. Perhaps it's a certain impact you'd like to have on other people or the world. And so what are those intentions that you hold for this year? What's most important for you to fulfill? And once you name that, you know, get in touch with it, you know, feel it inside, right? What does it stir inside of you? Because that's the next place to work. Before we take any action, we've got to work with that place of what does it stir inside. And so if I have a vision and I'm holding that vision for myself, regardless of what it is, and I set that intention that I'm moving toward, right? I set that benchmark off in the distance, so to speak. We could call it our future reality, right? Once I define my future reality, let's call it that. Once I define my future reality, how do I feel about it? Does a sense of panic come up? Maybe anxiety, maybe a sense of overwhelm, or perhaps a sense of inspiration shows up for you. Maybe it's joy. Maybe you feel happy. Maybe you feel uplifted. Do you feel expanded? Do you feel excited about what's coming? What shows up in you as an initial response? Do you doubt it? Do you have a belief in it? And so check in, right? What does it stir inside of me as I connect to that future reality that I am intending into existence right now, right? As you connect to your vision, your future reality, what does it stir inside? And make sure that you're feeling some love-based state, right? Some sense of expansion, some sense of excitement, some sense of hope, some sense of curiosity, some sense of adventure, some expanded love-based state. Because that will energize us, will motivate us in those moments when we maybe don't feel to take action towards something. And so remember, our focus as we create vision or we strive for that which we choose to fulfill is really on the experience of the journey as we move toward it, right? How am I experiencing my life moment to moment, day by day, as I'm moving toward the fulfillment of my vision and my future reality, so to speak, my future life, and make sure that there's some inspired or love-based state, we'll say. And then once you have that dialed in, right, once you name what that is, and you don't just have to stick to one thing, but be specific and be clear, and like I say, set a time, set a date as to when you choose to have this fulfilled by, so that it gives context to the mind. Because if my mind is generating possibilities or my mind is generating ways to make something happen on my behalf, consciously and unconsciously, and I say I see that happening in 5 years, you know, that's a very different strategy than to see it happen in 20 years. And that's a very different strategy and action plan I need to be inside of to make it happen in 6 months. And so think of that time frame of 6 months from now, the end of this year. What is my future reality? What does that vision look like? What is that future life or aspect of life, so to speak? And then what do you feel inside when you connect to that? What does it wake up inside you? How do you feel? What comes up for you? And if you're not feeling inspired about it, if you're not feeling expanded, or if you don't believe in it, well, then just directly, you know, ask the question, what reasons do I have to be passionate about not only fulfilling that outcome, but also the journey there, right? What reason do I have to feel excited about this? And just start to brainstorm that, right? Just start to sort of answer that question So you generate that love-based state or that feeling within you as you're walking in that direction. And then from there, it's very important, and this is where a lot of people, I think, make a bit of a mistake, and the creating vision breaks down, right? Typically, where the ability to create vision breaks down is in bringing it to the now moment. And so what do I mean by that? Let's say I have the vision to make more money or no peace in my life or any of the things that we just spoke about. Where it tends to break down for people is it's too far off in the distance. And so if something exists as 6 months from now or a year from now, as my mind relates to it, my mind deems it unimportant, right? This is just sort of a neurological functioning of the mind of the brain. The mind and the brain neurologically is concerned with right now. It's concerned with this moment. And the things that we sort of focus on, and we don't relate to those things that we're focusing on as though they pertain to right now, our mind doesn't sort of deem that as important. It doesn't make space for that in terms of to think about it, to strategize it, to come up with intuitive ideas or creative ideas on how to make it happen. And simply our focus goes elsewhere, and the things that we will deem as important to do are going to be overridden by things that are present for us. And so if I say that I choose to create or grow my business or deepen a relationship in my life, and I see that happening 6 months from now, and I leave it in that context, then, you know, what shows up in my now moment, such as, you know, anything from, you know, washing the dishes to winning an argument to mowing the lawn, going to work, paying the bills, you know, anything that shows up as important now is going to override our attention as well as what we choose to do as it pertains to this thing that lives off in the future for me. You know, if I know I need to, let's say I'm not sick yet, and so part of my vision is to eat really well nutritionally so that I have more energy and vitality in my body, and I create that as a vision for myself, and I sit down at a restaurant, and I live as though that's off in the distance, right? I'm getting healthy. I know it's something I need to do. I should take better care of myself. Or I have this vision of vitality, and it lives for me, you know, off in the future as this goal or benchmark vision, future outcome that I intend for myself. If it lives for me as this thing I'm going to know 6 months from now, and then I go and I sit down to have a meal at a restaurant, and what I want is dessert, or what I want is chocolate, or what I want is sugar, or what I want is the fried food that's on the menu, or whatever it is that I know isn't great for me, but it tastes good, it's going to be immediately satisfying, my mind is immediately going to make whatever is present in the now important for me, not the diabetes I'll have in 6 months. It doesn't relate to eating this food right now creates diabetes, because we know that's not the case, or at least we don't relate to it that way. We go, oh, it's something I need to do. We live with it in the future, but then we eat that way now. And as you've heard me say before, you know, if you ate a piece of fried chicken and then all of a sudden, you know, the next minute you were diabetic, you know, nobody would eat that stuff, right? Or like smoking. If you, you know, took a puff on a cigarette and then you dropped dead, well, nobody would smoke. But, you know, it's not a secret that what you get to look forward to if you engage some of those habits or activities down the road are in many times, you know, devastating health consequences. And it's not a secret. Those of us that engage some of those behaviors around whatever it might be, we know that the future outcome is X, Y, and Z. And people do this with money all the time. They know, wow, if I buy this thing right now called, you know, a new car or a new house or the clothes that I want to buy or whatever it is, we know that the future outcome is I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. The future outcome is debt. The future outcome are all these things. But the future outcome is really not relevant to my brain, to my mind, as it pertains to my neurology. What's important is right now, buying that shirt or taking that trip or purchasing the new car or getting a new whatever, right? It's like that's what feels good to me now. That's what pertains to my mind and my experience in the present moment. And so that's what my mind and my brain makes important to me. And the future reality that I'm going to know, called debt or not being able to pay my bills or the stress as a result of that overwhelm or whatever it is not relevant in that moment because it's off in the future. And so these are just, I'm just trying to give you guys some examples of what I'm saying when I say that if we leave a vision for ourselves off in the future and we don't create a space where we relate to it as right now, it's going to stay in the future for us, and any number of things are going to show up that are going to take our focus away from the vision we choose to fulfill. It's going to take us away from having that ability to focus on what we need to focus on, to take the action or that first step, which is going to lead to the next step, which is ultimately going to be the fulfillment of vision that we choose to fulfill for ourselves, right? That we choose to know is our life outcome. And so we've got to get vision into the now moment, right? We've got to get vision into the now moment in a way that we're relating to the action right now as important right now, not I'm taking this action now for what I get to know in the future. Because any time we line ourselves up with action I need to take now so I get to have this great benefit in the future is fundamentally going to fail because we're working against our own neurology. And so if we relate to things in our life as I'm taking this action now and in 6 months I get to have this benefit, we're not going to hold out. We're something else that is important to us now is going to take precedence. It just absolutely will. And so we've got to be a little bit creative in our focus so that we relate to the action I'm taking now is going to benefit me now, and it happens to be leading me to this great outcome. So the action that I'm taking right now is benefiting me now, and it happens to be taking me to this future outcome, this future vision that I am moving toward. And so that's the theme that we must dial in and that we must focus on and practice thinking inside of over and over and over again. What I'm doing now is benefiting me now in these ways, and it's also taking me toward the fulfillment of this vision. And so, you know, you can take anything that you guys are sort of, you know, lining up as this is really important for me to fulfill by the end of this year, whether it's financial, whether it's health-wise, whether it's relationship, whether it's interstate, whatever it might be, and name what that is, and then ask yourself the question, what action must I be taking right now in order for that to be fulfilled on? Don't focus on the thing you're going to need to do in a month or the thing you need to do in 6 months or the thing that you need to do even in a week. But really ask yourself, what do I need to fulfill on, and what's the first step in that direction, right? As you've heard me say, what's the micro step that I must take to move toward the fulfillment of that outcome? And name what that is, right? I need to eat vegetables today, right? I need to drink water today. I need to have healthy protein today. I need to save a little money today. I need to manage my money well today, right? I need to be kind to my spouse today, right? I need to reach out and make sure the people that I care about know that they're important to me today. Again, you know, bring it to that most basic first step. And you might have a strategy around what is the second step or the third step or the fourth step as you climb the staircase toward your vision, but those are not important to focus on. Where our focus needs to go is right now. And so, as I said, most people's vision and the fulfillment of their vision breaks down because they don't focus on what is the next step I must take right now in a way that it relates to a benefit or is important to me right now. We end up focusing on the things that need to happen in the future or the great things that will happen in the future, but we oftentimes don't focus on and really get clear about what are these initial steps and actions I must take and fulfill on to take me where I'm going. Right? What are these very, very, we'll call them short-term benchmarks that I need to fulfill on in order to take me one step closer toward the journey? You know, it's like the first step of the staircase, you know, you only really climb the first step so you can get to the second. And you only climb to the second staircase, and the purpose of that second step is so you can get to the third, and so on and so forth. You know, you're not going to leap from the floor to the 15th step, right? And so what's more important is the first step. And so name for yourself these two things, right? What is most important for me to be up to today? You know, say on a daily basis, you know, the very longest, a weekly basis, right? Maybe I'm doing something twice a week. What must I fulfill on in a very short-term capacity? What must I fulfill on today? What must I fulfill on this week in order to take that first step toward the vision? And just focus on those first steps. Don't worry about the top of the staircase. Just know you're going there. Focus on the first step. What must I do today? What must I do this week? And what must I repeat the next week in order to take myself to the fulfillment of that vision that I hold for myself? What is the first step that I must take and fulfill on? And it can be anything, right? It might just be I'm mindful around money. It might be I'm saving a few dollars. It might be I'm focusing on the great things in my life. I'm focusing on why I what reasons I have to be grateful. You know, I'm focusing on whatever it might be. And literally, if you don't know the answer, it's totally okay. Just make something up that makes sense as a first step and go in that direction. You know, don't overthink this. Don't make it too complicated. Just name what the first step could be that might take you toward the fulfillment of your vision, and just name what that is for yourself. And then once you name what that is, whether it's, you know, I'm going to save $10 a week, or I'm going to eat, you know, healthy meals three times a day, or I'm going to research at least an hour a day on XYZ subject, you know, whatever it is that you named, you know, ask yourself, how will this benefit me right now, right? If I do this right now, right, oftentimes what we do is the mind will take us to the reasons why we don't want to do it or the things that we would rather do instead. And it's so easy for the mind to sort of drift into those spaces of thought. And so rather than allow the mind to drift into those spaces of thought that sound like why I don't want to do this or what I don't get to do or what I'd rather be doing instead, which then is going to tie a level of, you know, disappointment or dissatisfaction or contraction to the thing that you're wanting to be up to, making it less and less important in the moment, make it more and more important in the moment, by you directing your mind, and make sure that you motivate the action you choose to take. And you can do that very simply by getting into the routine of thinking. Again, it's all about a training as it pertains to the mind. It's not that we do this, do anything one time, and then it's done and it's fulfilled for us, right? We want to get into a training of the mind where we are training the mind to think in a particular way, in a perpetual way, on our behalf, and in this case, motivating us to a very specific action. And so you can generate that positive momentum or that positive expansiveness or feeling to any action by really training the mind to focus and diligently focusing on how is this benefiting me right now? What positive thing is occurring for me right now because I just saved this $10, because I ate this healthy meal, because I was kind to this person that I care about, because I took this hour and I made this research, right? It's like, you know, it's like when I went and worked out this morning, you know, I noticed that my mind thinks on my behalf in this way as it pertains to the things that I have chosen to do. And so when I woke up this morning and decided to go work out, immediately my mind went to the benefits I'm going to know immediately. I'm going to have a ton of energy throughout the day. As soon as I'm done with my workout, I'm going to have that endorphin rush. I'm going to feel that amazing sense of strength and accomplishment, that kind of euphoric feeling as a result of working out. I'm going to get to be in an environment that is inspiring and around other people who are, you know, really committed to optimal health. And it'll be inspiring to be around those people who have a similar focus. It's like I even look at little things. Wow, I get to drive my car. It's a beautiful day outside. I was like, wow, if I go work out, I get to get in my car, which I love to drive, and I get to drive to the workout place. So it was like I tied all these great things that are going to happen for me right now or in the very, very short term as a result of taking that action. And because I think that way and I build on that in a consistent way, not only does my mind make that important right now, it also goes into action on my behalf and starts to sort of think of ways to ensure that it happens, ensure that it happens more efficiently, so on and so on and so on. It just builds momentum in that way. And so, you know, pick the thing that you must fulfill on short term and make sure that you make it important right now. And again, how do we make something important right now, even if it's something that we're really doing so that we might know a future outcome? Right, it's like people kind of sabotage themselves. A great place to see where we sabotage around this is losing weight. People go, hey, I want to lose 30 pounds, and I want to look great as a result of losing that weight. And it's like they focus on the future benefit. It's going to feel so great after I've lost all this weight, but then they got to go get themselves to work out right now. And so then I'm faced with this dilemma. It's like, okay, well, I could go, you know, work out right now, so I'll know this wonderful thing in 6 months, but 6 months never actually comes or happens as far as the mind is concerned. And so something else is going to appear, right? Hanging out with my friends, having a beautiful meal, sleeping in. You know, any number of things are going to show up and seem more important to me as a now decision, as a now action. And it really is going to show up to me as irrelevant that it's not going to cause me to lose that 30 pounds, because there's always tomorrow then, right? Because what's really different between starting today and tomorrow as it pertains to a goal that's 6 months off? So relate to it now, make it important right now, and then just focus on taking that next step. Don't worry about the steps after that, right? If it's like, you know, I'm going to focus on, you know, eating really well one day a week, Don't worry about the other 6 days a week. Don't worry about when you're going to be eating that way every day. Just focus on that one day and fulfilling on that intention, on that benchmark that you set, and then celebrate it, right? Let yourself feel good about it, and then go to 2 days. And then eat really well 2 days a week and do that for a month, and then go to 3 days. And then once you fulfill on that, feel great about that, and then go to 4 days, and continue to take action in that way. Because... you know, it's been shown, and research also indicates that we are much more effective if we break down the job or the task or that which we choose to fulfill into those miniature goals, right? Those micro steps that we need to take, and we just focus on the shortest term benchmarks and fulfilling them, and setting many, many, many miniature benchmarks, fulfilling them and then building on it, fulfill it and build on it, fulfill and build on it, rather than set some big vision for the future, like I'm going to make $1 million, and it just seems so far off, and it's like we're going to try to get there, and it's like we're constantly moving toward it, but it's like we never kind of get that gratification or that sense of fulfillment from going, hey, I set this intention, and then I made it happen, and I fulfilled on it, and then feeling good about that which I accomplished and that which I fulfilled, that which I did. And so line it up for yourself that way and go, hey, what is this? What is this first step that I'm going to take and focus on as it pertains to fulfilling my vision? And then look at, you know, how does this benefit me right now? What positive thing is happening for me right now as a result of taking this action? And why is this important for me to do right now? And the key there is right now, right? Because that will get the mind focused on making that engagement, that action important for you this moment. And I'll say the biggest place, again, where vision tends to break down for people is they don't focus short term. They end up focusing too long term. Even focusing on what you need to do next month is too long term. Right? Bring it more short term. What do I need to do this week, this day, this moment? And focus there. Put your attention and your focus and your action there. What do I need to do this week, this day, this moment? And then fulfill the week and then go to the next week. Hey, what do I need to do this day or this week, this day, this moment? And then just continue to repeat that process and celebrate every day, every week that you fulfill on those short-term micro actions. And then remind yourself that you're that much closer to your vision. And take action in this way. Don't worry about the event or the thing that's coming, you know, next month or in the next 6 months. You can create strategy for it, right? So as an example, I live my life this way, right? I have my schedule for my entire year. The strategy for that is done the previous year. So I know what programs I'm teaching next year, you know, events that are going to happen next year, benchmarks that I've set for next year, you know, so on and so on. And that's all planned out. The dates are set, the hotels are getting booked, and there's any number of things happening to make sure that those things get fulfilled on. And then where do I focus is literally on, you know, what am I doing next week? Right? Some of you who know that work with me privately as an example, a lot of you, I book your sessions out 2-3 months ahead of time because, you know, if you want to, a prime spot or time or day, you know, that's how far out you kind of have to book. And so I know, you know, who I'm working with, and there's a strategy planned out, you know, months in advance. But I don't look at next week. I literally wake up and I go, what's happening this week? And I'll look at the week, and then I'll go to today. And then I focus the rest of the day on today. And then at the end of the day, I'll look at the week, and I'll go, oh, that's what's happening this week. Okay, I got to make sure I'm ready for that or this. And then again, all my focus goes to when I wake up the next day, hey, what am I doing today? And so literally, you know, I've trained my mind to sort of organize information that way. And people often ask me, you know, Joey, why are you not so overwhelmed? You know, I noticed that you're teaching, you know, 3 programs this month, and I know you have, you know, this or that commitment or whatever. You know, how do you do it? And that's exactly what I say. I go, you know, all I really need to do is fulfill on today in an exceptional way. And as long as I fulfill on today in an exceptional way, well, then I know that I set myself up for tomorrow. And then if I get to tomorrow and I simply live tomorrow as though it's today and I do that day in an exceptional way, well, then I know I've set up the next day. And so it's a similar idea. When you have a vision that you choose to fulfill, regardless of what aspect of life it pertains to, don't focus on the whole journey. Don't focus on what you need to do 6 months from now. You can create a strategy for it and kind of know the direction you're going. You know, have a eyesight on the staircase, so to speak. But when it comes to your focus, just go, what am I doing today? That sets the foundation for tomorrow. What do I need to fulfill on this week as a very short-term benchmark, or this month, the very latest, is a short-term benchmark to set myself up for next month? And just focus on that next step, right? It's like, you know, maybe I've lost my job. I've been out of work for a little while, and I know that I want to make, you know, $100,000 a year or whatever it might be. It's like, you know, step one, if I choose to be employed, is really very simple. It's get a job, and to actually get a job is, you know, too far into the future, because the step that needs to happen before that is simply put out resumes. And so as the first step toward employment might even be just, oh, let's put my resume together. I realize I don't even have a resume together. So it's like, oh, what am I doing today? I'm fulfilling on putting my resume together. And then, boom, the resume is done. Great, what's the second step? Well, the second step is I'm going to apply for jobs. I'm going to put in, you know, 10 job applications every week. And then the next step is I'm going to show up for every interview that I get called in for. And literally, you're going to work it that way in those little micro steps. And so this is just another example of what I'm speaking about. When you have this vision that can seem a little bit overwhelming or big, especially when we're not there or maybe we've had some struggles getting there, to get lost in the big picture of it all. Have the vision, connect to it maybe once a day, ignite that excitement as a result of connecting to the vision, say 5 minutes a day. But then where your time, focus, and effort is best to go is, hey, what is this short-term thing I need to fulfill on right now? Why is it important for me to fulfill on it right now? What benefit will I receive as a result of fulfilling on it right now? And really kind of bringing vision in the larger context and make it very present for you. And that's how we do that. In terms of a thinking strategy, a mental strategy, a focus strategy. And so we're bringing the mind and emotion together in two ways. One, we're declaring the vision that we choose to fulfill on by the end of this year and kind of, you know, reassess, remind yourself what's important. Maybe the year's gone better than expected. Maybe it's gone completely in an unexpected way. Maybe you are far ahead on those goals or those aspirations, benchmarks you set for yourself. Maybe you're not as far along as you would have liked to have been right now. Forget about what the journey has looked like and just set for yourself right now what is most important for me to fulfill on by the end of this year. And name what those one, two, three things are and connect to that vision. Connect to that vision every day. Remember, just take 5 minutes a day, focus on your vision, and let it ignite a love-based inspirational state inside. Remember, the vision's purpose and point is to dial in your emotions, to expand you inside, to get you into that joyful state inside, so that there's a want to sort of move toward the fulfillment of that vision and in a way that you feel great about it. And then name, hey, what's the strategy in that direction? And name the things that you know are most important for you to take action on today. The micro steps that you're going to take today, tomorrow, this week. And then fulfill on them and then go, hey, what am I doing today, tomorrow, this week? And build on your fulfillments, right? Just like I gave you an example just a minute ago. I'm gonna create my resume. It's a very micro step, right? Boom, I create my resume. Second, I'm now applying for jobs. I'm applying for this many a week. Up, third, I'm now showing up for the interviews. Up, fourth, I'm da-da-da. And just look at it micro steps that way. What am I doing today? I'm drinking 6 glasses of water. Tomorrow, I'm drinking 6 glasses of water. Oh, great. This week, you know, I drink 6 glasses of water every day. I'm going to have 2 servings of vegetables every day. And focus on fulfilling those micro steps. As you focus on the micro step, remember, dial it in so that it's important right now. Why is this important for me to fulfill on right now? What benefit will I receive because I as a result of engaging this right now? And then connect to, if you wish, the vision that it's also taking you toward, just to ignite that love-based emotion. And just keep in mind, if you are actively working toward fulfilling some things in your life that you have not yet known or that you're moving toward, remember not to focus too off in the distance, because where it tends to break down, creation breaks down for people, is because they don't focus on what must I do right now. They get lost in focusing on the things they must do, you know, next week, next month, next year, and the mind doesn't relate to it in the best way. And ultimately, I can't do anything about tomorrow until I live today. There is nothing that I can actually do about 6 months from now until I attend this week. And it is this week that will set the foundation for next and so on and so forth that then makes the end of the year possible. And so the mind state that we're working to train here is that capacity, that skill, to be able to relate to the future as though it's now. And how are we relating to the future as though it's now? By setting those micro steps, creating and making sure that there's extraordinary benefit to taking action on those steps, and then checking in and making sure that we are still in alignment with our vision and that we're resetting that context consistently. And so, you know, play with this a little bit, take a little time, get back in touch with where am I headed this year. You know, a major part of truly creating or intending your life into existence is to remember and remind yourself and touch in with where you are going on a regular basis. And then just assessing, hey, this next step I'm taking, does it make sense as a step that's taking me closer toward the fulfillment of my vision, and repeating that process again and again. And so don't live for the future. right? I'm not saying that you're living for the future. I'm saying that you're living in relationship with your future as though it's now. Live in relationship with your future as though it's now, so that you know an exceptional experience in life right now, this moment, today, and tomorrow, and it will just consistently get better over time. And so thank you all very much for your time this evening. I appreciate you. Much love to you all. Good evening.